Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're going to ride in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, several people on social media exposed the Black Friday deals some real retailers had been touting as not deals at all. I'm sure you've seen them, TikToks of people going to places like Best Buy and Target and seeing these big screen TVs on sale Black Friday for like $329. But then they pull the sales tab to the one behind it, and you see the TV, it was on sale for $329. So there really wasn't any sale at all. Now, as we discussed last week, the average American will be spending a total of just over $1,200 this year on holiday gifts. With the economy dwindling and inflation rising to epic levels, many are needing to cut back on gifts or find deals this year to stretch their holiday shopping dollar. Now, I wanted to share some tips to help you find the deals and potentially make some money in the process. Again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you today's blog. If you happen to be listening later on, just type in Holiday Shopping Tips 2023. It'll bring you to the post associated with this podcast with links to not only the an article on the fake Black Friday deals, but also links to some of the things that I'm going to be discussing today. First tip I want to share with you is track the prices. The website CamelCamelCamel is a great tracker for Amazon. You can type in a product that you're looking at in Amazon, and CamelCamelCamel will tell you the sales tracking or the price tracking for that particular item. So you can see, you know, how high it's been selling for, how low it's been selling for, so you get an idea of whether or not you're getting a good deal. Now, another website would be BrickSeek. Now, that was originally an inventory tracker for Lego sets at various stores. So if you wanted to find out if they had, like, the Batman Gotham City Lego set, you could type that in, and it would check all of the inventory for, like, all the Targets and Walmarts in the area where you live and let you know if, you know, a particular store has it. Well, now they've expanded to just about everything. You can type in an item or a SKU, if you happen to have a SKU number, and it'll let you know where they're available and how much they're selling for. It's a really, really great tool to have, especially if you're looking for a particular item. Like if you're looking for, Apple EarPods, say you're looking for the Pros, you could type that in and it'll let you know in the area where they're available and how much they're selling for. You notice that some stores will have it selling for less than other stores. So great, great tools. Again, CamelCamelCamel and BrickSeek. The next tip I have for you is get paid for your purchases. Many stores have customer loyalty programs for purchases made, giving points per dollar spent that can be cashed in for gift certificates that can be used at their store. For example, right off the top of my head, I'm thinking of like Kohl's. You know, they have Kohl's Cash, and then if you belong to their Kohl's Rewards, every dollar you spent is a point, and then you get so many points, you can get like a $5 off coupon. So definitely look into stuff like that. I know Meijer has a points program, and I'm sure there are other retailers out there, like GameStop has a points program as well. You make purchases and you get dollars. Best Buy is another one. So, you know, you get paid for your purchases by accumulating points. I think with Meijer right now, we've got like 50,000 points where we can cash it in for like a $20 gift certificate or $20 off our next purchase. So really, really good way to utilize your purchasing power in getting money back. I belong to My Points, and I belong to My Points for probably about 20 years now. Now, it can often be used in conjunction with your online purchases at like Kohl's or stuff like that. They've got, you know, they send you a daily email where you click on and you get like, you click on the email and you get like 5 points. You do a daily survey, you get like 5 or 10 points. You can do more surveys on the website to get points. But the big one is making purchases. I mean, you could go to eBay and make a purchase and get points. You can go to Amazon and make a purchase and get points. You could go to Kohl's. You know, a lot of major retailers, Walmart, Target, check their list. And oftentimes, especially around this time of year, like, for example, I think at Amazon right now, you can get 8 points per dollar spent. So, you know, you spend $20 at Amazon, you could get 160 points. Now, turn around, you can use those points to buy either physical or virtual gift cards to places like Walmart, Burger King, Amazon, Target, just all sorts of places. And like the minimum point purchase would be 1,500 points, so you can get a $5 card. And to get 1,500 points, you could get that fairly quickly. Definitely look into that. Another one would be Ibotta. I'm sure you've heard about Ibotta. You could get back cash back for products and grocery items you purchase. There is like a minimum cash back requirement you can redeem. I think it's like $20. So you've got to have like $20 in your, as far as getting cash back, you've got to have at least $20 in your virtual account in order to cash that out and have that deposited into your bank account, or you can get a gift card or something like that. I've tried using it. It's hit or miss for me. I never seem to buy the items that they're offering the big cash backs on. So I really haven't used that a whole lot. My Points is pretty much my go-to. Great program, and it's free to sign up. So be sure to check that out. The next tip I have for you is use your bank card. Your bank or credit card may have a points program for purchases using your card. We've been utilizing ours every year for probably the past like 10 years that they've had the program set up. And you get random points. Like if you get fuel, you'll get like 3 points per dollar. Groceries, you'll get like 2 or 3 points per dollar. Just regular random purchases, you'll get 1 point per dollar. We pay a lot of our utilities via our bank card. We pay our health insurance via our bank card. So we do have a lot of big purchases on a regular basis that we do use. And let me tell you, those points tend to add up over the year. Like this year, we were able to cash in our points to get gift cards for Christmas. So I got like 4 or 5 gifts just by cashing in the points, and doesn't cost us anything per se. We make the purchases anyway, so we might as well get paid for them. Our bank does offer a cash out, so we could cash in the points for straight cash to be deposited into our bank account. But it tends to be like a lower exchange rate for cash. But if you do need cash, definitely you can cash that in. But we use it for the gift cards. A lot of other things that they do is they've got, they're hooked up with Best Buy. So, like, you can get a KitchenAid mixer for, 100,000 points or whatever. I don't know. I just rather get the gift cards rather than the, you know, physical items. I mean, if I'm going to buy a KitchenAid mixer, then give me the Best Buy gift card so I can go and buy it myself and in turn use my bank card for whatever the difference is and get some more points. So definitely check your bank or credit card to see what kind of points program or cashback program they have available. Last one I want to share with you is be vigilant, of course. Check out the article from PC Magazine with tips on how to shop online safely. Definitely don't go on any sketchy websites whenever possible. I try to use like PayPal for some purchases at quote-unquote stores or websites that I don't usually shop at. Like, for example, I bought a record at Experience Vinyl, and I opted to use PayPal because I haven't used their site before. It's a legit site. You know, I feel comfortable purchasing from them, but just as an added layer of protection for me, I just go through PayPal because PayPal does have some additional protections for those who make purchases via their payment system. So definitely be vigilant. And again, great article from PC Magazine on how to shop safely online. Again, we want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, easy enough, just type in the upper right, there's a search bar. Type in Holiday Shopping Tips 2023, and I'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast. Well, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week, and as always, stay warm. Take care.